Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gary Thompson coming with episode 5. It is June 5th, and you know, right now, June 5th, 2020, and you know, a lot's going on in our country right now, actually the world. And you know, I was thinking about, you know, with this podcast, of continuing it or not, and I decided to continue because this chapter here that we're talking about is thinking in a certain way and not letting outside circumstances change what you have planned. And it's an unfortunate time right now, and we need to, more than anything, focus on what you really want in life. You know, you can't, you know, put your head in the sand and act as if nothing's going on, but you know, you still have to kind of draw a line in the sand and start looking forward at your future, what you want to accomplish in life. And this chapter here about thinking in a certain way, last year when I put it together, it was one of those things that it talked about, you know, making sure you know what you want, and then be able to internalize that and then bring it forward, you know, because when you start thinking in a certain way, it allows you to start taking action to create what you want. So it's not necessarily, you know, just about thinking a certain way. It's with how you do things, because you don't get rich by doing things a certain doing certain things. You get rich by doing things in a certain way. So getting up early in the morning was a game changer for me. Having a direct method of operation, I get up, write my gratitude journal, send out those three things out, or blessings or good energy towards three things or three people that are bothering me. And like I said, right now, I really don't have any things in those areas. So I just send out good thoughts to people. And then I ask God for guidance for the day. And, you know, during this whole recording of this podcast, it's allowing me to stay focused, because, you know, human nature is to revert back. And if you don't continue doing these things on a daily basis, just like with anything else, if you're working out or anything of that nature that you're trying to move forward, if you take too many days off, you want to revert back to how you were. That's just human nature. So as I've been recording this information and putting this information out, it's reminding me that it's not done for me. I have to continue to do these things to continue to grow, and also not only to grow, but to maintain what has been created. You know, it's from a mindset to continue with growth. So the thing with thinking in a certain way, you must form a clear and definite mental picture of what you want, so you can transmit that idea into form. And you know, Bob put together a presentation with the stick man, and you know, when I used to watch him present the stick man, I would, you know, wonder, why does he keep talking about this? You know, I didn't really understand it, but I said apparently it's important because he continues to talk about it over and over and over. And so I made a commitment to really understand the value of the stick man. So I know it's kind of hard if you're listening to this right now, but if you're at a place where you can write or anything like that, draw a circle on your paper. I'm gonna draw like a little stick man. Draw a circle on the paper, draw a horizontal line, draw a circle on the paper, and then draw a horizontal line through the center. And at the top, that's going to represent our conscious mind, and underneath that line is going to represent our subconscious mind. And then draw a line down like a stick man, you know, line down with arms and leg, and that's the body. Well, we have this power that flows to and through us, and it happens immediately. It's happening right now. That information is just flowing. So you have to determine what you want. That's the first thing. If you don't know what you want, this energy is just flowing through you, and it'll just go anywhere. If you're focused on the media, if you focus on negative information, things that other people want to do, that's where that energy is going to flow. So that thought, good thought energy is very powerful, because you can direct your ideas. Well, how do you bring that into form? Again, you got to know what you want, and then you got to write it down. That is so powerful. You know, you talk about vision boards and things like that. You have to write this information down. We're thinking pictures. That's why, you know, cutting out a picture of something that you want is very valuable. But you have to fixate your mind on what you want, either it's health, you know, lifestyle, money, whatever it is. Write that down so you can start bringing that into action. Because if your mind is confused and all over the place, it's hard for these things to line up. So we want to continue to create a mindset of growth, prosperity. And when you're in that space, certain things happen. You start focusing on what you want, and you start realizing a lot of these things are around you. They have been there all along, but you weren't focused on it, so you never really picked up on it. So I'll give you an example of what I did to bring these things into form. Now, I mentioned that, you know, one of the biggest accomplishments to this journey, and there were many, you know, spiritually, health-wise, financially, but one of the material things was a home. I wanted a new home, and what I did to bring this into form, I wrote it down, and I committed to memory. Now, you know how you have vision boards. Now, this is a huge nugget right here I'm going to share with you. You know how you have a vision board. What I did is, you know, Bob talked about getting a goal card. And so I got a goal card, wrote some things down that I wanted, and I laminated it and had it in my wallet. Well, the only problem is I had to put energy towards looking at that card every day. It took effort to say, oh, let me look at my goal card. Well, what I did is, and this will help you, I can guarantee you, because the whole thing is how do you get this goal that you're shooting for in the forefront of your mind daily? Well, what is something that I would say most people have, which is a cell phone? What do we do with that cell phone? We look at that cell phone probably over 100 times a day. You know, you flip it over to get a call, you flip it over to check your messages, you flip it over to, you know, just go on social media, but we're always flipping that phone over. Well, what is the first thing we see on that phone? We see the desktop of that phone. What I did, and I encourage you to try this, is write down a few things that you want, take some pictures, and take a snapshot of that, and make that your screensaver on your phone. Do you realize you look at that phone so many times, you start, your subconscious mind keeps seeing, you know, this dollar amount or this goal that you have or these things you want to accomplish. It keeps seeing it every day, multiple times a day. That creates a nervous system thing. Well, what am I trying to say? This conducts certain energy within your nervous system. And that nervous system is what you internalize and put that energy out. And once you internalize that, you give it out, and you give it to God. You put that energy out, and then God is the one that puts it in the physical. Things start coming to you. That's what happened to me, different ideas of how to purchase this home. I started looking at open houses. Going online, finding out where the open houses were. I was showing up at these open houses. I had my notebook. I was taking notes, looking how far it was from the, you know, how would this impact my wife's commute or my commute? How far is it from my son's school? I was checking the reception for my cell phone. I mean, I was doing everything as if I was buying this home. So I started doing things in a certain way. Remember, I read earlier, you don't get rich by doing certain things. You get rich by doing things in a certain way. That's by Wallace Wattles, the author of this book, The Science of Getting Rich. I started acting in a certain way. I started acting as if I already had the resources to buy the home. I just needed to find the home. So I started acting in a certain way. I started acting in a certain way at my job. I started acting in a way that I wanted the environment to be, and the environment changed. Well, I showed on the gratitude part, a lot of that had to do with me. I looked at the energy that I was putting out, and I realized a lot of these things were a reflection of what I was putting out. So it's one of those things, if you don't like what's coming back at you, look at what you're putting out. So I started acting in a certain way. I started acting in I started speaking in area growth, how our team was going to grow. And we grew and attracted a great sales team where I worked. I also started talking about the income, you know, having more money in my bank account, having, you know, $1,000 a day coming in. And what I did, I got a $100 bill and I put it in my wallet. And I looked at that $100 bill all the time. So it made me feel that I always had money, And so I started thinking that, okay, I'm not focusing on the debt. I'm focusing on solutions and opportunity. So I started looking at different areas of how to earn additional income. I started some other small businesses. Then I activated my real estate license because I said, okay, if I'm going to buy this new home, I'm going to reactivate my real estate license and so I can sell my home and save money in that process. Well, again, putting that energy forward, I end up meeting a gentleman that not only helped me save a tremendous amount of money on selling my home because of the timing of how everything happened, but I was also to create a very great business relationship out of this that's continuing to grow today. So I started thinking in a certain way. I started writing down, I wanna get up without any financial concerns. I wanna work with upbeat, creative, like-minded individuals to build MSIs, and MSIs are multiple streams of income. You know, I wrote down, I have a media company, production company. We're gonna put together a movie in 2021. I started putting these things out, and I started acting in a certain way. I own a media company. And so these things started coming to me. The book, the information about the book, that came to me years ago, but it was always never the right time. How am I going to write a book? You know, I don't know how to write a book. Well, through this information that I'm sharing with you, I met someone and they gave me a great idea on how to get my book going. And what I did is I put together a rough draft of my book in 30 days. And so things are available to all of us to allow this thing to happen. The way this stick man comes in, when you look at that, it gives you a picture of how you're thinking about things. Now, I'm going to go deeper into this when we get into the paradigm shift and everything. But again, just imagine that stick man, and I'll have a diagram of this on my website, goodthoughtenergy.com. You can go to the document section. But this energy is flowing to and through us, and it's happening right now. And our mind is processing this as we speak. So this energy is coming to and through you, and based on what you have deposited in you, you're going to process it. So if you are a person that has had some success before versus a person that has not had success, you're going to internalize it differently. But it doesn't matter if you haven't had success. You hearing this information, you reading different books, you're going to start programming your subconscious mind to receive these things. Because a lot of times it's just your lack of awareness that this is available. You came to this podcast and I mentioned when I released this, I wasn't going to put this all over my social media. Not that I'm big on social media, but I wasn't going to send it to a bunch of friends and families to get them to watch it, because I wanted this to grow organically. I wanted someone to reach this information by searching for a way to improve their life and connect with me. I wanted it to come organically, and that's why you're here. So it wasn't about me getting likes and all that or getting my friends approval. This is simply a journey that I documented of this information that helped create success. And in my life, I've always believed in giving back, and because that's all part of growing. As you give, you get back. And I'm so thankful, and God has blessed me tremendously through my life of the things that I've gone through, and be able to sit here today and put this podcast together and share great content. You know, one of my goals was for this to go global, and it is in Brazil, it's in France, a couple of cities in France, a couple of cities in Germany, and then other places throughout the United States. And these are people that searched and found my information. So, you know, my audience that I'm speaking to are people I don't even know. And so I put this information from my heart to share my journey, to have you to start really focusing on your thought energy, because this energy is flowing right now. And for most people, we're preconditioned, including myself, of how to process this information. But now you're gaining awareness of how you can control your thought energy. It's very simple. One, you need to determine exactly what you want. If it's finances, if it's health, relationships, whatever it is, you need to find out what that is and write it down. Put things in pictures. Put it on your cell phone, on the desktop. Why? Because you're going to see it multiple times a day. It's going to internalize through your nervous system and allow you to put that energy out like a radio frequency out to the universe. And people that are looking to receive this information will link up with you. That's what's so exciting about this, is because you have the ability to do what many people will say, this is impossible. It's impossible for this to happen. Well, based on where I was at in my life financially, if you looked at my bank account, say there's no way you can buy a house, let alone a house that's twice as much as the one you're in now. You know, how are you going to afford it? How are you going to do it? Well, I started thinking in a certain way that I could. As I mentioned, in my bank account, it's to the point where the income is there and it continues to grow, continues to be in a position where I'm creating income by just doing other things within my MSIs. And it's exciting to share this, because this will happen to anyone who applies it. It's not that I found, it's not that I'm the lucky one or anything like that. I'm just applying some principles that have been here for hundreds of years. And I want to open your eyes to the science of getting rich, this book, because it's powerful. And like I said, all this information on my website, you don't have to worry about memorizing all the names of the books and everything, but I have a list of books that I use through this journey, and I know that it will help you. And one of the things I did for fun, initially I put it up on the audio, but it didn't come out that good. But I have a video that it's under the document section of goodthoughtenergy.com website. I have a video of me driving down the street, acting as if I already had the home. I was driving down the street. I drove into the driveway of, you know, a similar home that I wanted to buy. And I watched it a couple of times when I was at work, you know, sitting at work, little downtime. I watched this video. And so my subconscious mind went to work. How are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? Because I implanted that so specifically. And this podcast, I said, you know, I'm going to put this podcast out. And if it just reaches one person and it helps change their life, that's going to impact hundreds of people, thousands of people, because it's a rippling effect. It's not about me blasting this thing out to 10,000 people and it's like great information. I'm looking for this to hit people that can internalize this and can connect with me, at a frequency, knowing that, okay, this guy is sharing this information. I'm going to apply it to my life, because if it worked for him, it'll work for me. And this information is great. And I want to hear your story, because, it's valuable. And if you, feel that this can help a friend of yours or family member, have them listen in and have them go from the first episode, you know, because all this is put together in a format that takes you through a whole year of my journey. And the successes didn't take a whole year to happen. They started happening on a weekly basis, monthly basis. And the greatest thing about it is I have so much more information to share, and I'm excited, you know, regardless of what's going on right now in our economy. I feel compelled to continue with what I'm doing, to put good thought energy out, to help, you know, just get this information out to people and just grow, you know, because at the end of the day is what we focus on expands. The next episode, I'm going to be talking about using the wheel to allow these things to happen, and also some things about, what was I going to say? Oh, maybe some of the laws, you know, the different laws of success and things like that, because there are definite laws, just like there's, you know, gravity, the law of gravity. If you can believe it or not, but if you walk off a two-story building, you're going to hit the ground. So, thanks for tuning in. Share this information, and I look forward to speaking to you on the next audio. All right, have a great day. Stay focused on what you want and keep moving forward, and we'll just talk to you on the next episode. Thank you.